COVID-19 continues to impact communities across the state. Those facing mental health challenges are particularly vulnerable. We've talked about this, and we will continue addressing this. Community Mental Health of Ottawa County, serving just under 4,000 citizens across West Michigan. Let's talk about how you are responding in these times. Lynn Doyle, Executive Director. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
Thank you. Tell me about your CMH of Ottawa County, please.
So CMH of Ottawa County is a multi-service mental health organization. We serve folks with developmental disabilities, mental illness, and substance use disorder.
How are you responding to COVID-19?
We have really changed the format of how we deliver services since this whole thing started. Really, almost all of our services now are being provided via telehealth. So that's phone calls, emails, virtual meetings. So we've really stepped up to the plate, and we're staying in contact with our consumers, the people we serve, trying to make sure that we're addressing their needs and their concerns.
In my notes, remaining open to ensure those in a mental health crisis has access to services. Tell me more about this switch and how you are, well, probably still obviously helping lives and saving lives.
By all means, we are open for business. We have been open since the beginning of the COVID-19 crisis. And really trying to make sure that we didn't miss a beat as far as making sure the people we serve have what they need. We are still going out into the community. Our staff are wearing protective equipment, and we're minimizing face-to-face contacts. But there are certain situations where we need to go out there and could be delivering medications, could be just doing checks to see that people are doing okay. But we continue to provide those services to our community.
Yes. And it looks like, it's important to measure. While no-show rates typically sat at 25%, it looks like you're dropping to 0% for one psychiatrist during even the first week of this change.
Yeah, that was unexpected, but a good thing. Turns out that, it's easier to get people by phone sometimes than having them come into our office for a variety of reasons, either it's transportation or just too difficult to get out of the home. But we have been seeing a lower, so to speak, no-show rate by using these alternative methods of communication.
If one has never used your services before and needs to, Lynn, how does that happen?
Well, if it's for an emergency situation, someone who feels like they're in crisis, they can call our crisis line, and that is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For those people who aren't necessarily in a crisis but feel like they need to talk to someone about their mental health concerns, they can call our access center, and that is available Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Yes. In a perfect world, Community Mental Health of Ottawa County, where are you located?
We have two offices. We have an office in Holland and an office in Grand Haven.
Yes. And staff does include psychiatrists, nurses, social workers, and more?
Absolutely. Yep. We have case managers. We have a full array of people who we work with to provide services. We also contract with a lot of agencies locally to provide the services we don't provide in-house.
What else would you like to share during these times, Lynn?
Well, I'd like to remind everybody that they definitely should be paying attention to their mental health. As this progresses, it's perfectly all right if you feel frustrated or angry, confused. Your kids might be struggling with this, and my advice is that you reach out if you really need to talk to someone, to a provider in the in your agency or in your local area, talk to one of your friends, your loved ones, and seek help if you need to do that.
Yes, and telehealth is the way to go, thanks to your continued services with the Community Mental Health of Ottawa County, you Executive Director. Lynn Doyle, how do we find out more information?
You can call our Access Center. That is 616-393-5681.
Thank you.
You can also go to our webpage, which is myottawa.org/CMH.
Great. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you.